I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Western society has evolved in a way that prioritizes productivity above almost everything else. We want things instantly. We want things that work. And we value people who are hardworking, who get the job done, who produce. We often don't even notice how much we've come to rely on a highly productive system until the system breaks. Think of the supply chain during COVID, or your neighborhood after a hurricane. We've got an incredible system working all around us, and we only notice it when it breaks. I love to make things. I like being productive. But sometimes God invites me to evaluate how I'm spending my time. What am I working so hard to build? Is it something that will last? Is it really worth all that energy? Or have I prioritized productivity too much? Luke tells a story about a time when Jesus was teaching some people on a lake. Some of his disciples had been fishing all night, but he commandeers their boats so he can have a place to teach the people without them crowding in around him. After he's done teaching, Jesus tells his disciples to return to their fishing. Here's Luke 5:5. Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' feet and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. These guys were amazed. It was probably the biggest single catch they'd ever gotten in their career, and it happened when fishing time was over. It was a miracle, and it told them something about serving Jesus. They didn't make this catch through hard work and experience. They made it by trusting in Jesus. They did what he said, and the results were bountiful, much more than they ever could have done on their own. This miracle communicates the holiness of Jesus to the fishermen. He is not like them. He is other, holy, set apart. And Peter's response is to recognize his own lack of holiness. He says, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy of this catch, and I'm not worthy of your nearness." In verse 10, Jesus responds like this, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. These were hardworking fishermen, focused on productivity, catch all the fish we can. That was their business, but they discovered something that mattered much more than fishing, an increase, a bounty that was supernatural, and it changed their lives. I'm not suggesting all of us need to walk away from our occupation, although if Jesus invites you to do that, you should probably say yes. I think it's a good idea for all of us to evaluate our priorities, how we spend our time, and what we build with our lives. We want our lives to matter. We want to make something with our short time on the earth. That desire for a purpose, to make something of our lives, can be met in the kingdom. These fishermen left everything to follow Jesus because what he wanted to do through them was better than all their own plans. Surrender your plans to God today. Invite him to have his way in your life and trust him with the outcome. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.